This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Our problem in our faith or our religiosity is not one of information, but it's one of motivation. What do we do, right? What are the things that we need to kind of learn or ponder upon or synthesize, right? Maybe it's not about just information. Maybe it's just about synthesizing. Maybe it's about feeling. Maybe it's about inspiration. What do we have to do? Where do we go? And Raghwat Suhani, he mentions that we have to increase our awareness in a couple of arenas. First of all, we need to increase our awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Somebody will never, ever want to adhere to Allah's guidance if they don't know who Allah is. That's just plain facts, right? That they don't know that Allah is the most merciful. Well, then how are they going to trust that Allah's rules are fair? They don't know that Allah is the most wise. How are they going to trust in Allah's guidance? They don't know that Allah is able to reward beyond comprehension and forgive beyond comprehension. How is this person going to trust the system? Right, if Allah is just an abstraction, a theory, an idea, without sort of a tangible felt reality, and I mean that in the sense that like a person feels that Allah exists, you know, then who's going to want to listen to this rule or that rule? So the first thing is increasing your knowledge about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and not just knowledge in the sense of information, but real embodied knowledge, feeling it, understanding it, all of your senses involved. And then after that, we also have to understand who we are. That's probably the other big point. And that's what Raghwat Suhani mentions, the author. He says, for first understand Allah, then understand yourself. What are we as human beings? What's our nature? What's our potential? What's our capacity? If you think that we're all just damned to go to hell from the first day we come into this world, or that we have some sort of original sin hanging over us, then it's going to be really hard to get that motivation up. Why would you want to, if getting into paradise is only about Allah's grace and forgiveness and has nothing to do at all with what we do in the world, then why we even try? Right? We act as if differences in theology are just like differences in culture, and they're not. They actually result in different ways of being in the world. They result in different perspectives and thus different actions or capacities for action. Somebody believes in original sin is not like somebody who doesn't believe in original sin. In Islam, we don't have original sin. So we don't have that hanging over us, right? We're more of a clean slate. Like Allah says in the Quran, you came into this world knowing nothing. We're more of a clean slate. And so that's a much more encouraging starting point, right, than the starting point of, well, you have this original sin and you're hellbound unless you get baptized or accept Jesus or whatever it is, right? So we have to know who we are. What is the nature of a human being, right? What are the different things that are common to all of us, that go inside of all of us, the urges, the motivations, the delusions, the potential for good and the potential for evil? What are all those things that make us up essentially? And the last piece of the puzzle about us. So, you know, two main things: knowing Allah and knowing ourselves. What's the purpose? What's the point? Why are we here? Okay, I'm here, you're here. We have this urge and that motivation and this delusion and that ability and that potentiality or this capacity. Why? What's it all for? And so if somebody can figure out those two things, or at least develop themselves in those two ways, their understanding of who Allah is and their understanding of who a human being is, then we can go somewhere, right? Then we can do the work that builds the faith, strengthens the heart to the point where somebody is actually seeking out Allah's guidance, ready, willing to submit and to obey to whatever Allah says.